But what's the first science we're going to want to do with the GMT? And you ask a scientist, and they'll say one thing. You ask another scientist, they'll say another thing. But certainly, exoplanets is one of the big ones. With the GMT system, when this adaptive optics, they'll have 20 times the resolution of the Hubble Space Telescope. And so you'll be able to look in with a very large telescope, getting lots of light at these innermost planets. And of course, the Holy Grail is finding an Earth-like planet. So there'll be a lot of that kind of work, the kind of work I do on supernovas. We use supernovas to study dark energy. And with this kind of a telescope, we'll be able to observe supernovas that are considerably more distant than what we can do now. So there's all sorts of different fields of astronomy that will benefit from this. And the other thing I wanted to point out is we discovered dark energy in 1998. Before the discovery, nobody knew a thing about dark energy. And so that changed everything. And that's the way astronomy is. It's the way science is. If I was to try to predict what we'll be doing in 20 years, it's impossible because the field is so dynamic and always changing.